Johnny Hero on U105.
Yes, and as promised, it's time for Linda.
Yes!
Hello, how you doing?
Hi.
By the way, sorry, before you open your cup, I've got to say happy birthday to Aaron Rainey. Aaron is six today. Aaron, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, Aaron.
Right, fire away.
You can say before we started, I wanted to know what you thought of my hair. I put rollers.
Has it had an encounter with a brush in the last week?
Listen, I put rollers in my hair this morning because I was advised to do so. And just some people's hair just doesn't take to that kind.
Take your headphones off. Take a look.
No, you're going to make fun of me.
I'm not going to make fun of you. I would not belittle my wee sister on the radio.
Go ahead.
I won't go through. Did you swallow a hand grenade?
But some people.
Did you come to work on a motorbike? You know, all of those.
But some people, I just want to say
that. You get a brush through that?
Yes, some people just, their hair just does not take the modern things like rollers. And my hair just definitely does.
Why? Your hair's straight. Why would you want to put rollers in it?
Because, I don't know why,
Because you saw somebody in some old doll on TV with rollers? Do people still wear rollers?
Yes. Of course,
I thought
they
that
do.
Was just like Hilda but Ogden was the last person I saw with rollers.
It's not to give it. It's to give it more of a
more body,
more bounce.
Does it fluff it up a bit?
Yes.
You do that.
You
do that with your fingers, you know, fluff it up a bit. And for some reason, I played a bit of air piano upside down, fluff it up a bit.
It's the same as you using just for men. You use that.
How very dare you?
Give your hair a bit of.
The only dye I use is that silver dye to make it look more distinguished. I'm fed up embarrassing all my mates because I've still got dark hair and plenty of it.
Boxes just for men.
Shut up.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm controlling the microphone here. There was people looking forward to you coming on, but I'm not going to read them out for you because you'll only get a big head.
Right. Bigger than the roller head I have.
Yes. The Dallas Buyers Club you've gone to see.
Yep,
there's been a lot of talk about this. And it's won loads of awards already and nominated for 6 Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
Good show by all accounts. I haven't seen it, so we'll play the trailer.
Mr. Woodruff, you've tested positive for HIV. We estimate you have 30 days left.
Ain't nothing out there can kill Ron Woodruff in 30 days.
They got good meds out of Mexico that's better than what you can get here in the States.
They're not illegal. They're merely unapproved.
I ain't selling drugs. I'm selling membership. Welcome to the Dallas Buyers Club.
Man, I got one life. Wanted to mean something. Just let me
be. Right, Dallas Buyers Club sounds good. Right, what was your initial impressions? This is like a real review, real film review.
It would help if you had the makeup.
Initial impressions.
Well, I had no idea what this was about before I went. The new Matthew McConaughey was in it.
After you saw it, you'd still no idea.
So Matthew McConaughey was about 5 stone in this. I mean, he went the great lengths,
He lost a load of weight. Yeah.
But
him and his mate, Jared Leto, was that what they call the guy? They both sort of went through basic physical transformations.
Yeah, they really did. So I had no idea what this is about. So Matthew McConaughey is a rodeo rider who bumps his head and goes to hospital.
But he's a real macho, no-nonsense redneck, basically.
And he loves the women, he loves the booze, and he loves the drugs.
Yeah.
So he goes to a hospital for a bump in his head, and while he's there, the hospital does some tests behind his back and tells him that he has contracted HIV.
HIV. But hold on. The verdict that he got, the announcement from the doctor, normally people will be told, listen, you have 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You have a year. You have 30 days.
And have you anybody with you that you want us to call? And they tell him there and then that he's got 30 days to live. And he's just looking at them and going, it can't be me.
Yeah.
It's never going to be me.
I'm one of the guys. Yeah. It's impossible. Nothing can kill me.
No. So he goes away. And after a couple of days of it sinking in, he goes to the hospital like anybody would. And he begs for help. But nobody's there to help him. They just tell him to go away. Begs for help. He hears about all these trials. This is a true story, by the way, that happened. So I don't want to tell all of the story. The thing is, this is his fight against the bigwigs to make available medication that they won't approve because they don't have any money coming from it. And that's what it is. If it's not FDA approved, they don't want to know about it.
Yeah, but just going off tack a wee bit. In America, this is so prevalent. Any drugs that are developed in Mexico and particularly Cuba. Cuba is at the forefront of developing all kinds of drugs for cancer treatments and everything else. And they won't get approved in America because the American drugs companies don't make the money.
They don't make the money on it. And besides the fact that the American drug companies are giving the hospitals money to build a new wing if you push our drugs.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really, it's people will think a film like this is really depressing, but it was really good. You
was it AZT? Was that the drug?
Or AZT?
Yeah, well, they call it AZT. Yeah. They'll call it AZT.
Yes, AZT.
And translate for you.
Yes, but the thing is,
It became, you know, in general use after this, because this is set in the heyday of when HIV was really the sort of, oh, it's the plague, you know.
Mm-hmm. The people end up coming to him. He discovers something that a doctor is doing in Mexico, and he brings it to America where he is, and he starts selling it, but he's not selling it to make any money. And he starts up the Dallas Buyers Club, and it's people coming to him for help that aren't getting help anywhere else, and it's just his fight against the drug companies to the day he dies.
Yeah. So what's the Dallas Buyers Club? He's not officially allowed to sell this drug because it's not approved. So
no.
Does he set up, if you join our wee club, then...
If you join our club, there's a membership and we give you the drugs that you need for free every month, and there's a membership and that's legal. You can do that.
All right. So I was wondering how the title of the movie worked its way into it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, but I don't think I gave too much away because people, you
listen,
know the story.
Is any of this, is any of the opposition to what he's doing anything to do with the fact that in the 80s when this is set, that the perception was, oh, if you have HIV, it's a homosexual plague.
Yeah.
And was it all to do? Was there some of that in it?
Well, no. At the beginning, he was totally homophobic because he kept saying, "It can't be me. I love women," and you know, all this, and he was totally homophobic. He didn't even want to stand beside, you know, anybody else that wasn't like him. He didn't even want anybody touching him. But you know, after he got to see the people themselves, he totally changed this whole way of thinking and realization that this is a thing for everybody. This isn't just, you know, for one part of the community. So it was really good, really good. And it wasn't one of those films you'd be upset. You just go and fight those people in the courts and make them do the right thing.
Yeah.
It was a really good film.
All because, I mean, this drug was freely available down the road and he couldn't get it because the American legislation wouldn't pass it because of the vested interests of the big drug companies.
So definitely go and see this. I mean, there wasn't a sound in the pictures and the pictures were packed. There wasn't one sound in the pictures.
Everybody just sitting, really paying attention.
Yeah, really paying
attention.
Even you? Even me.
Right.
And I remembered a good bit of it, which is always a wee bit of a bonus.
I have to tell you, I read about 6 reviews online. And the first 6 reviews I read, every person that reviewed it said, "This is the best film I've ever seen." I mean, that's, nobody says that lightly about anything. Mm. But for the first 6 reviews that I picked off Google, all said that. It must be powerful.
But the thing is, it gives you an insight into what the drug companies are doing. You know, just because they approve it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the best thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes there are other ways. Listen, you were talking about Valentine's Day gifts. So I have one for you.
Who was talking about Valentine's Day gifts?
Well, you know, were you not talking about Valentine's? Callum was talking about Valentine's Day gifts. So I thought, you know.
By the way, about the drugs, do you remember I had to go to the States to get the drugs I needed?
Yeah.
It's the same because they weren't passed here.
Yeah.
And then I went and paid big money.
Big money.
For like a couple of years' supply of drugs. And then when I got home here, they were passed. Do you remember that? I had a cupboard full of these tablets. And then...
giving them out like
Then we were giving away. Here, try these. They're great. Minigan, fill your bag full of them.
That's right. So listen, the Valentine's Day... Oh, yes. The how many... I give it 9 out of 10 points for the Dallas Buyers Club.
That's good. That's
that's good.
You've really got me wanting to see this now, you know, seriously.
So the Valentine's Day gift, I think any woman will tell you that we all love. I keep talking about public toilets, don't
you? Want a public toilet for Valentine's Day?
We judge
that's
a place.
Different.
I mean, we could go into a bar.
You want a box of chocolates? No, I want a public toilet.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
We go into a bar and the bar could be absolutely stinking and we judge the bar by the ladies' toilets. But the thing about the ladies' toilets is, the other thing we judge it by is the mirror in the bathroom, if it has a dim light on top of it and it makes us look good. So if we think we look good, even if we don't, we have an amazing time. So if you want to make your other half's Valentine's Day, you should buy them a dim light.
Get a 20 watt bulb for the mirror in the bathroom.
Yes, get them a dim light.
Any restaurateurs, pub owners, you might have spent £500,000 revamping your pub and changing all the furniture and getting the best barman and everything else, all you've got to do is put a cheap oil bulb in your toilet.
But the thing is, how many times have you heard women saying, oh, that's a great mirror in there. That's a great mirror. That's a great light. You've got to go in and look.
I have seen it when I've been dragged around various shopping trips. I have seen this mirror
trick that a lot of, you know, clothes shops use.
Yeah.
You know, the skinny mirrors. You know about this trick.
No, but I would love one of those.
No, but it is a trick.
Is it?
Well, you can't carry it about with you all day. No, I mean, because I've noticed it. I was standing, waiting, and Lisa, she was trying on a coat or something. I was looking, I was going, God, I'm looking well today.
You didn't look in one of those mirrors.
One of those full-length mirrors. I was going to say full frontal mirrors. That's a different that's a different thing in the shop. So I was looking, looking well. And then I went, you know, then they have, you know, mirrored pillars. And then the pillar looked like my same old kind of lumpy self. The mirrors in the store shall remain nameless. In that particular store are designed to make you stand and it looks skinny.
Well, why?
They're slightly kind of, you know.
Well, why
concave.
Isn't there a shop that sells the skinny mirrors and make a fortune? Do they make a fortune?
Because you can't, as I say, you can't run around looking like that. It doesn't
why?
Do that.
Because in your head, if you think that you look good,
but these,
you act like you look
shops
good.
Shops are doing this to make you look extra good, and then you want to buy that coat, and then you get it home, and what do you think? And your man's going to lay on the sofa and go, what do you mean, what do you think? Still looks like a bin bag on you, you know.
So is that what happens?
Beware of the skinny mirrors.
When you take
shops.
Something home and you go, oh, it didn't look like this in the shop.
Exactly, Mundo.
Really?
Yes.
And did you just make that up?
No, this is true.
Did you know I'm gullible?
No, this is not electric ducks. No. That's a different. I'll have to tell you about the electric ducks, folks, someday. But no. I haven't time to tell them now.
Okay,
you
so.
Gullible early.
Bright light. No, dim light.
No, but seriously, watch out for the mirrors. That's why you look great in the shop and you get home and you've only got an ordinary old mirror that tells the truth. Where their land mirror made you look great.
I like the land mirror.
Probably a skinny type mirror with a 20-watt bulb on it as well. Even better.
Right, I'm away, that's me.
Are you away?
Well, no, what else?
I don't know.
What else?
I was going to say 30 seconds to fill. How about now? So, you're on the night shift tonight.
Yes.
I've got to say hello to Valerie. Valerie Dale, you say hello to Valerie Dale and say thank you.
Hello, Valerie Dale. Thank you very much.
She sent me a message on Bakebook the other day. Mm-hmm. It says, next time you see your Linda, tell her the music she picks on the nighttime show is absolutely terrific. So there, that's 1-0 to you.
I do take a bit of time with it, you know. I do.
You take a wee liberty as well. I don't know where you're digging in tunes out. Cause
I do.
I'll hear you playing things and I'm you know, driving home at the weekend. I'm going to dig that out on Monday and I go and look for it and I can't find it. So I don't know where you're pulling these tunes out of, you know. But yes, so there you go.
Okay, thank you.
Johnny,
appreciate
a skinny
that.
Mirror shop is called an off-license. Jono says, why don't you put a photo of Linda's new hairdo on Bakebook?
No! No! Mm. No. No, no, no. No, no, no.
Would that be a no?
That is a no.
Right,
okay. Definitely a no.
Right.
Okay.
See you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.